Well, Coach, good meet tonight. Had a little delay, but then came back out on the track and had some good performances. Your thoughts?
I thought tonight was, like you just said, we had some great performances. Starting the field events with the conditions out there, Olivia had a couple of nice throws, both the shot and the discus. So we were consistent in there. Probably the highlight of the night was definitely in the long jump over there with Lila Wiederstein. She jumped 18-1 and 3/4. That'll put her number 3 all-time in Atlantic history, behind Tiff Pedersen and Anna Wernemont, who's at 18-6, 18-4, respectively. But she had a nice series of jumps as well. A couple of others over 17 feet, another over 16. So everything was consistently as it needed to be. And then, jumping onto the track, thought we had a nice night with our distance medley, running 4:22. That's a pretty good time here middle of the season, so we're excited about that one. 4x1 here at the end of the meet, running 51:28, picking up a first place as well, just like the distance medley. And so the 51:28, that'll pop them into, one of the top teams in the state, and the 4x1 in there, and picked up a nice little feather in our cap with a victory over Glenwood in that, who's, predominantly dominates that race. I thought JC in her 100 hurdles, picked up a victory in there for us, but probably not quite up to par where we need to be. So there's some things to work on. Jillian Sadoff, didn't place, but runs a 2:46 tonight. It PRs by like 13 seconds. Some of those things are just starting to come along. Both of our quarter milers, they were early in the night, and that was really windy in here, and they both PR'd in there. So I just think some of those things are starting to come along here, of course, at the right time. So we'll just kind of take care of business as we go up to Woodbine on Thursday night. And then, of course, it's championship season next week. So it's the best time of the year. Starts next week, Tom.
Matt, thank you very much.